the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes because you can and because you can get a better life. Joe is not here with me today. Bridget's not here. I'm all alone. Just Sonar. Sonar can come in, our engineer, anytime he wants. As well as at 1:30, we have a great guest, which we'll get to in just a second. And, of course, Gary will be here in the second hour for those of you who get the second hour. But let's concentrate on the first hour and set it up. We're going to talk about the top stories of the week. Number one top story I call the wellness foreplay, if you will. How much sodium should you have? Or don't worry, be happy unless you have way too much. Because this story will tell you how much to have. And my guess is you're right in the middle zone and doing fine if you're a typical American. Number two story is that Ebola emits a protein that knocks out your ability to knock it out. So the Ebola virus takes over your cell, then it secretes a specific protein that we've just learned about yesterday. That protein attacks your cells that normally would attack the virus. So the protein knocks out your ability to control the virus, and thus it can spread, and that's how Ebola stays alive. Now, since we have never had a way of fighting it, there's a fast track to find out something such as a specific antibody that will bind to the new protein that Ebola puts out and neutralize it, or at least try and engulf it and let it be escorted out of your kidneys without causing its problem, so you'll be able to, in the usual ways, fight the virus. We aren't there yet, but that's the number two story because it was just identified what that protein is, and that's a big deal, really big deal. Number three story, top story of the week, is, in fact, that starting physical activity in as little as 45 days rapidly decreases breast cancer risk. What do we mean by physical activity? It's just walking. So walking 45 minutes a day, even walking 30 minutes a day, in these women who were postmenopausal, decreased their breast cancer rate. If you did that 4 days a week, walked 30 minutes, started it, no matter when you started, it decreases your risk by about 10%. We don't have great data saying if you do it for 2 hours a day or 10,000 steps a day, does it decrease your risk much more than that, other than one study which shows about a 30% decline. So starting physical activity and doing the right amount of physical activity, key to your being able to maintain yourself. That's the third top story we'll get to. Number four, too much exercise, the Mayo Clinic reported, was bad for the heart. Well, we've known that all along. There is an optimal amount of physical activity. We'll tell you what too much is when we get to that. Number five, the Well Beyond Wellness segment, is in fact that aspirin, just two baby aspirin a day, over a three-year period, halves breast cancer and probably prostate cancer risk. We already knew that two baby aspirin was good at decreasing prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, a whole bunch of them. Well, this was really good data in overweight women where it decreased breast cancer recurrences in women who had already had breast cancer by 50%. Huge change. Number six, our expanding waistlines will cause 35,000 more cancers in the United States this year. We'll talk about how common cancer is also. Number seven top story, well, we'll come back to that, but it is going to be in the second hour. We'll get through 7 to 11. So that's what the first hour will be. We'll talk about those top stories, and then we'll talk about the in the first hour, our guest at the end of the first hour. And our guest is a wonderful, wonderful guest. We'll get to your questions, too. But the guest is the author of the book, Haldol and Halsence. That is, it's a book about bipolar and mental illness. Obviously, it's perfectly timed this week, unfortunately, for the suicide passing of Robin Williams. And our guest is the author, Melody, who... Melody, and I'm worried about mispronouncing her last name, but I'll pronounce it Mosey. She's an Iranian-American activist, attorney, and award-winning author. Her writings appeared in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor, whole bunch of things, Huffington Post. And she's going to talk to us about how to spot bipolar illness and how to do something about it before it hurts the person who has it. I was amazed. She reviewed the statistics on mental illness with me. The number of Americans affected by mental illness, 1 in 4 adults, 61.5 million Americans, experience mental illness in a given year. 1 in 17, about 13.6 million, live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar illness. Approximately 20% of youths aged 13 to 18 experience severe mental disorders in a given year. That's a really amazing. 20%. Approximately 1.1% of Americans, about 2.4 million people, live with schizophrenia. 2.6 million live with bipolar disorder. So we think that's what Robin Williams had, bipolar disorder, where you have very strong highs and very strong lows. But if you look at the whole thing, 26% of homeless adults staying in shelters live with serious illness. 46% live with severe mental illness and or substance abuse disorders. So serious mental illness costs America not only the lives of some of our greatest talents like Robin Williams, but it also costs us directly about $200 billion in lost earnings. It costs us for... 50% of students with a mental health condition age 14 and older are served by special education dropout, the highest dropout rate of any disability group. And suicide's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. So we've got a lot to review. This is the book we will be talking to the author of, Haldol and Halsence, or Halsence, A Bipolar Life. Bipolar disorder teeters along the line, with patients experience moments of impulsive thought which can yield bold insights or quickly descend into confusion or rage. Obviously, Robin Williams had this greatness, but he also suffered depression. In her new book, Haldol and Halsence, Halsence, Iranian-American author and activist Mosey presents a captivating autobiographical account of, I think she had 3 suicide attempts as I read through the book, but in her struggles with bipolar disorder. Using a series of vignettes, she reconstructs her downward spiral into psychosis, which eventually led to one of her suicide attempts and multiple stays in mental health facilities. From seemingly innocuous bouts of insomnia to full-blown hallucinations, Mosey describes how she descended into madness and comes back up. So coming up, we're going to talk to her at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask about your questions. And I have a series of questions you've asked. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, udocs@gmail.com. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about sodium and why it's important. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. That's me. We're missing Joe and Bridget, but Sonar and I are here today, as are our usual guests at the bottom of the half hour. We'll be right there.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.